Howdy and welcome back to Nights on Northgate. Once again, I'm your host, Randy Williams. I hope you enjoyed our first episode where we talked to the bartender and boozer, but for today's episode, we're going to be talking to the bike cops. I went and spent an evening with the College Station Police Department C-Step Unit because I wanted to know what made them decide to be a police officer, why they wanted to work with the C-Step Unit, and how they got to where they are today. So sit back, try to relax, and take in what these bike cops have to say.
Officer Nguyen, I'm just a regular patrol officer. Been here for 5 years.
Got it. So what made you decide to become a police officer? So I know growing up, everyone says like, oh, I want to be a police officer. I want to be a fireman. Was that you as a little kid or like, why did you decide to become a College Station Police Department bike cop and patrol the Northgate District in College Station?
So I didn't really want to be a cop growing up, I guess. I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
When I graduated high school, I was just one of those things that was like, maybe I'll be a cop. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to college for 2 years and got a job working in corporate in New Jersey. Then ended up coming back. So I grew up here in College Station.
Okay.
And all my family lives here. So back in 2015, 2016, I moved back to College Station and decided to apply at the police department. And in 2018, I got hired, went to the police academy, worked on the streets for a couple years, and then came up to Northgate. This is a specialized unit. So
okay.
It's not everybody gets to come up
work
at Northgate, yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's just a specialized unit that we put in for. Normally mm-hmm. you work patrol. Our unit, all we do is work Northgate. And then if patrol needs help, we'll go out and help them.
Okay.
But growing up, I guess what kind of way made me want to be a police officer is I was adopted.
Okay.
So I always kind of wanted to give back. I got taken by the state, so it was just something that police officers came to our house, took me out of a bad situation, and I wanted to be able to do that for somebody if they didn't have somebody to take care of them.
Got it. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. While they were sharing their backgrounds with me and explaining how they became part of the C-Step unit, I wanted them to explain to our listeners what the C-Step unit is. I was lucky enough to be able to speak with Sergeant Lopez, who is the immediate supervisor for this unit. So I'll go ahead and let him explain what C-Step is and what they deal with during their nights on Northgate.
Also, my name is Tristan Lopez. I'm the sergeant over the College Station Tourism and Entertainment Policing Unit,
mm-hmm.
or C-Step, which is the unit that polices Northgate. So
okay.
When we talk about the Northgate unit or the bike cops, we're usually talking about C-Step.
Okay.
And I grew up, I come from a family that's kind of focused on public service. And so we've got teachers and nurses and other police officers. And both my grandfathers were retired from the Army. And so that just a desire to serve my community and help people was something that I grew up with. I actually went to A&M, graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in Technology Management with a Business Administration minor, and started my career working in IT as a computer programmer. But that draw to public service just got the best of me. And so I became, once I decided that I wanted to have a family in College Station, mm-hmm. I wanted to make this a better, safer place for my family. And a direct way to contribute to that is to become a police officer.
Definitely.
So that's how I started here. As Officer Nguyen mentioned, the Northgate unit is a specialized unit. So a lot of people see police officers on bicycles and they think, oh, did you not get your driver license yet? Or they like to make jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the officers that police this district are some of the more experienced officers that we have in College Station.
Got it.
Because this can be such a chaotic environment.
Yes.
Northgate is like a city's downtown. And so
mm-hmm.
anything that can happen in any big city's downtown can and does happen at Northgate, just maybe not to the same frequency as a larger city.
Okay.
So we do respond to aggravated robberies and
mm-hmm.
assaults and shootings and stabbings. We have all sorts of crime and drugs that happens at Northgate. And when I say drugs, we're not just talking about like a little bit of marijuana.
It's like
there's cocaine is found on a regular basis. We have methamphetamine. We have fentanyl is recovered, ecstasy, any of your party drugs, and harder drugs as well. And so, like I said, it's really a microcosm of a big city's downtown.
Yes.
So anything that you would prepare to go party in a downtown Houston is the same kind of safety things that we would provide for coming to party at Northgate.
Earlier, Officer Wynn stated that he worked on the streets before joining the C-Step unit that patrols Northgate. I know that the crowd on Northgate can be a little crazy to deal with sometimes, so I wanted to get his thoughts about which unit he enjoyed patrolling for the most.
So I know I heard you say earlier that you worked on the streets.
Yeah.
So did you like patrolling that better, or do you like working on Northgate more than the streets?
Oof, that's hard. So I enjoyed working on the street.
Mm-hmm.
I worked night shift for 4 years, so before I came to C-Step. But C-Step is, like Sergeant Lopez was saying, it's more fast-paced. So instead of just, I may go to like 8 calls for service on night shift, I may have 8 calls in 10 minutes here at Northgate. So it's just... Yeah, it's more fast-paced, and I enjoy that.
Always
enjoy it. Yeah, and it's I enjoy getting to interact with people and be more, instead of just being a patrol car all day or all night. It's fun. It's more fun for me to ride around. You know, we're not here to just write citations to college kids for MIPs or all that. You know, we're one to there's regulars that we see that come up and talk to us and take pictures with us. I enjoyed doing that, as well as doing all the other stuff.
Yeah.
During the next few minutes of Nights on Northgate, Lieutenant Lopez will be going into detail while giving us advice about how we can stay safe during our Nights on Northgate. He talks about a few incidents that have happened on Northgate and how alcohol can affect your body and decision-making without even realizing it.
When you have too much alcohol, then the first thing that goes away with alcohol consumption is your decision-making abilities.
Yes.
And so that's why, like, driving drunk is a, you have to, we say that plan while you can and make your decision on how to get home safe before you start drinking. Because once you've started drinking, the first thing going away being your decision-making, you're not going to think it's a big deal or that you haven't had that much. And so you have your lowered inhibitions, and then you're going to do things you wouldn't normally do. You have poor balance. And so, like, something as simple as giving your significant other a piggyback ride as you walk down the street seems like not that big of a deal. But then when you've introduced alcohol, you've got poor balance. You've got maybe you're going down a street with not the best of lighting because it's the middle of the night. Someone can stumble and you can fall from shoulder height and you can face plant because you've had alcohol, you can't catch yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, face planting from being on top of someone's shoulders can cause significant injury to your face.
Yes, definitely.
And so then your fights that occur, and that can be, you know, if you swing and someone ducks and you put your fist through a plate glass window, that can cause damage to your arm. Or just the fights that happen where people cause injury to one another, and then because of the introduction of alcohol, they make poor decisions to introduce weapons to the fight, be that knives or broken bottles, or even though you're not supposed to have guns at a bar, some people bring guns.
Yes.
More on the safety side of Northgate, I asked Officer Wynn and Lieutenant Lopez which bar is the safest bar to be at during your Nights on Northgate. They replied by saying that they do safety courses with all 30 Northgate bars regularly to keep them as safe as possible. Officer Wynn explained that if you have a gut feeling that something is going to happen, you should probably just leave.
For some reason, the hair on the back of your neck stood up for a reason. You're
yes.
like, I should probably leave this place. Come flag one of us down and we'll happily go in. Because at the end of the day, our main goal here is public safety.
Yes.
And we don't want, you know, a fight to break out. We want to stop all that before
Definitely.
It happens. And so just come flag one of us down. It's not like you're in any trouble telling us you're not a tattletale or whatever you want to call it. You're just looking out for your fellow friends or fellow students.
Definitely.
So. Don't ever feel like talking to the police is a waste of our time. See something, say something. Is important, and it's our job is the same as what you're probably desiring, is to for this to be a safe environment, mm-hmm. for everyone to have fun, for businesses to make money, but ultimately for everyone to get home safe at the end of the night.
Definitely.
And so if we need to make adjustments, or if we need to work with a bar on making an adjustment, mm-hmm. then that's something that we can do.
Got it. Officer Nguyen and Lieutenant Lopez shared a lot of advice on how to keep our nights on Northgate as safe as possible. To end the final episode, I asked Lieutenant Lopez which key points he wanted us to hold on to during our nights on Northgate.
Aware of your surroundings. If you see something, say something. Have a plan for how you're going to get home at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Stay with friends just in case you get separated. What's the address that you're headed to?
Yes.
Know that, or have it written down on a piece of paper. A lot of times people's cell phones die at the end of a long night.
Mm-hmm.
And if the only way that you know where you're going is an address on your phone, and your phone's dead, then that's not going to help you. So
mm-hmm.
If you plan to get an Uber, that's great. But if your phone's not working, and you don't know where you're going, then just have that plan and have backups.
This is the podcast where we interviewed bike cops, bartenders, bouncers, and boozers to help you create the best night out. I hope you're able to put all this good advice to use, and hopefully I'll see you out during our nights on Northgate.